This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometime later this year, seven of the biggest banks in this economy are going to join the 21st century and roll out a new digital wallet meant to compete with the likes of Apple and PayPal. The yet-to-be-branded wallet from Wells Fargo and JP Morgan, among others, will be for online transactions only, at least to start, and it will drive revenue to the banks for sure. Also, though, it's going to drive a whole bunch of data to those banks, as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Right now, if I buy something from Target using an existing digital wallet, my bank knows I spent $40.69. But not that I bought a bottle of sunscreen and size 13 toddler sneakers.
There's a whole part of your life that the bank has basically just sort of given up over to these tech companies.
Bill Maurer studies payments at the University of California, Irvine, and says the new wallet could be a way for banks to get those details.
All of which can be leverage to drive me toward higher value products that they would offer, loans or whatever.
For example, people who are in the market for toddler sneakers may also be in the market for a house. The wallet will be managed by Early Warning Services, LLC, which is owned by several big banks and also runs the person-to-person payment app Zelle. Scott Talbot with the Electronic Transactions Association, a trade group, says when a consumer goes to buy something, they can enter the email address linked to their bank account, which pulls up all their payment info.
And allow the consumer to decide which one of their credit or debit cards they would like to use to make the purchase.
69% of American consumers use a digital wallet when shopping online, according to a survey from the consulting firm McKinsey. Marie-Claude Nadeau works in global payments there and says banks want both the revenue and the marketing that comes with these transactions.
Everyone wants a little piece of the pie, wants to make sure that consumers are engaged with their brands, not somebody else's brand.
It's possible that having more data might make it easier for early warning services to detect fraud, because it'll know if I suddenly start buying snowshoes instead of sunscreen. Again, Bill Maurer with UC Irvine.
So if you're the kind of consumer who freaks out a tiny, teeny little bit every time you click buy now on some website, maybe you'll have more peace of mind if you know you're using something that is tied to your bank.
That said, it's really hard to get people to change how they pay for things. You've got to make it more convenient or give them a deal on toddler sneakers. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.